Das Chazor sich in der Schabach Cheskel Schragam, Rebam Yehuda, Mesech, der Yom Adaf, Samach Ches. The Mishnah says, Me'em Esam Etam Begodim. The Brisa says, the Pasuk regarding the par and the goat say, Yoytzi al Michutz Lamachen, Evesorfu, this suggests that they need to be removed only from the Azorah to be burned. However, we learn from a comparison to the par Helam Dover and the par Koin HaMashiach, that they have to be burned outside all three Machenes, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. So which one is it? The Brisa explains that the Pasuk comes to teach that the clothing of the Kahanim will carry out the animals that come to me when they leave even one Machene, although they have the animals that are burned outside all three Machenes. Now we know that with the Parhelam Dover and the Parakoin HaMashiach, they're burned outside all three machanas because the Torah says regarding those two karbonis and regarding the removal of the ash from the Mizbeach that they should be done outside the machane. There was no reason to state this regarding each one because each can be learned from the other. So the Torah writes this three times to teach that all three of these have to be burned by placing them outside all three machanas. Frech, the Gemara of Shimon says, their clothing comes somewhere when most of the animal catches fire. If so, what does he learn from the pasuk of Yoytzi al Michutz Lamachane Vesarfu, which we just said before, teaches that when they leave even one machane, the clothing becomes tamei. Gemara says he uses it, as Rabbi Eliezer uses it in a braisa, to compare it to Parah Aduma, that it's burned outside all through machanas, and is burned to the east of Yerushalayim. The same is with these animals also, that they're burned out to the east of Yerushalayim. The Rabbanan of the Braisa who use the pasuk and don't have it available to teach us will hold like the Braisa that says that these animals are burned to the north of Yerushalayim, their chatois, which are always dealt with in the north. Zakti Gemara, Braisa says, the pasuk says, v'hasoyreif, which teaches that only the clothing of the one who burns the animals becomes tamei, but not the clothing of the one who lights the fire or the one who sets up the wood. The pasuk says, oisam, which teaches that the burning only makes the clothing tamei before the animals are reduced to ashes. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says, once the meat of the animals have decomposed, they no longer make the clothing tamei. The difference between these last two opinions would be where the animal was reduced to charcoal, but not yet to ashes. Zok the Mishnah. They would tell the Kohen Gadol the goat has reached the Midbar. They would know when this happened because they had people standing at intervals between Yerushalayim and the Midbar. When the one closest to the Midbar saw that the goat reached the Midbar, he would wave a flag. The one closer to Yerushalayim would then wave a flag, etc., and all the way back to Yerushalayim until it became known all the way to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it was much simpler than that. From Yerushalayim to the Midbar was 3 mil. The prestigious people would walk him out for a distance of 1 mil. And with them would walk back 1 mil. All they had to do was wait for the time it takes to walk a third mil. By that time, he would have reached the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel says they had a better telltale sign. They had a red string on the entrance of the Ulam that would turn white when the goat reached the Midbar. Zakh the Gemara Abaye says, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the place that the goat must reach in order to be yoytze the mitzvah is the very beginning of the Midbar, which is only 3 mil away. Had nalach perek shnei se'irei. Perek boloi koyin gadol perek shevi'i. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya, the Kohen Gadol would then go and read the parshas relating to Yom Kippur. If he wanted to wear the white linen clothing when doing so, he could. If he preferred, he could even wear his own white clothing. The Shamash takes the Sefer Torah and hands it to the one in charge of the Beis HaKnesses, who then hands it to the Skan, who then hands it to the Kohen Gadol. He then reads from the parshas Acharei Mois and Ach Be'osar. He then closes the Torah, holds it, and says, there is more written in here than whatever I have already read so far. He then reads the parshas of Be'osar and Chumash Bamidbar. He does that by heart. He then makes 8 brachas. He makes on the Torah, on the Avodah, on Haidah, for the forgiveness of Averis, for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Yidin, for Yishulayim, for the Kahanim, and for the rest of the Tefillah. Someone who saw the Kohen Gadol read from the Torah did not see the animals being burned, not because they're not allowed to, because they were done at the same time and were a distance from each other, so it was not possible to be in both places as they were both happening. Frech the Gemara, from the fact that he may wear his own clothing during the Torah reading, we can learn that it's not considered to be an Avoida. From the fact that he may wear the linen clothing of Hegdish, even though it's not an Avoida, we can say that we can learn from over here that a Kohen is allowed to have benefit from the Big Day Kahuna, which is a question that we've posed many a time. Mara says that maybe he's allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna then, because the reading is considered to be needed for the Avoida. Mara says the Mishnah says that the Kahanim were not allowed to sleep in the Big Day Kahuna. This would suggest that they're allowed to eat in them, which would mean that they're allowed to benefit from the Big Day Kahuna. Mara says, no, Raya, maybe that they're allowed to eat karbonis in them, because that's part of the process that brings the kapara for the one who's bringing the carbon. Mara says, from the Mishnah, it would seem that the Kohen may take a walk in the clothing, only sleeping is not allowed. This would suggest that they are allowed to benefit from the Big Day Kahuna. Mara says, in truth, it could be that walking is also usher. The reason the Mishnah discusses sleeping is because it wanted to say that the Kahana may fold their clothing and place them under their head when they sleep. Mara says, the Mishnah says that they may fold them under and put them under the head when they sleep. This would suggest that they're allowed to benefit from Big Day Kahuna. Or Papa said, the Mishnah means that they're allowed to be placed by the side of their heads, but Avada, they would not be allowed to be placed under their heads, because it could be that's usher to benefit from Big Day Kahuna.